Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, and welcome back to the Discipline Switch. Today we're diving into something super important, creating a safe space for self-reflection. Ever feel like your mind is a chaotic mess of thoughts, to-dos, and anxieties? You know that feeling when you're trying to find some inner peace, but it's like a jackhammer in there? Well, let me tell you. Creating a safe space for reflection is like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster. It's about carving out time and intentionally focusing inward to truly understand yourself better. And trust me, this isn't some woo-woo mystical practice. It's a practical skill that can seriously level up your life. So here are 5 key takeaways to help you build that safe haven. First off, ditch the distractions. You know what I mean? Phone on silent, social media notifications turned off. Maybe even a gentle do not disturb sign on your door. We live in a world of constant stimulation, and it's tough to find clarity when there's a million things vying for your attention. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to have a deep conversation with someone while they were scrolling through their phone, right? Treat yourself with the same respect. Second, find your sanctuary. It doesn't have to be fancy or elaborate. Maybe it's a cozy corner in your bedroom, a peaceful spot in nature, or even a quiet cafe during off-peak hours. The key is finding a place that feels calming and inviting, somewhere you can truly relax and let your thoughts flow freely. Now, get comfortable with silence. Seriously. Embrace the stillness. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, those moments of quiet are gold. They give your mind space to breathe, process, and make connections you wouldn't otherwise see. Think of it like hitting the refresh button on your mental software. Sometimes, all you need is a little downtime to clear things up. Next up, journaling magic. Grab a notebook and pen, or type it out if that's your jam, and let your thoughts flow onto the page. Don't worry about grammar or structure. Just write whatever comes to mind. This can be anything from your daily experiences to your deepest fears and aspirations. Journaling is like having a conversation with yourself, but on paper. It helps you untangle complex emotions, gain clarity, and track your progress over time. Finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout the process. There will be times when your mind feels scattered or you struggle to focus. That's okay. Just gently guide your thoughts back to the present moment without judgment. Remember, this is a journey, not a destination. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine it's Friday evening, the sun is setting, casting a warm glow over your city. You've had a long week, juggling work, errands, and maybe even a social life. But tonight, you're prioritizing yourself. You light a candle, put on some relaxing music, and curl up in your favorite chair with your journal and a cup of herbal tea. As you breathe deeply and reflect on the past week, you start to notice patterns in your thoughts and emotions. Maybe you realize that certain situations trigger stress, or that you're neglecting self-care. This isn't about beating yourself up. It's about gaining awareness and understanding. Now, imagine carrying this sense of peace and clarity into the weekend. You feel more grounded, centered, and capable of navigating whatever comes your way. That's the power of creating a safe space for self-reflection. It transforms not just your thoughts, but also your actions and overall well-being. Remember, folks, you deserve to prioritize your mental health and well-being. Taking time for self-reflection isn't selfish. It's an investment in yourself, leading to greater happiness, clarity, and fulfillment. So, go create that safe space, nurture your inner world, and let those positive changes ripple outwards into every aspect of your life. Until next time. Keep switching up your discipline game. And don't forget to share this episode with a friend who might benefit from hearing these insights. We're all in this together, right? Let's make self-reflection a habit, not just a one-time thing.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.